Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The Open Society Institute Baltimore is supplying the city's health department with funds for another front in the fight against the opioid epidemic. On Monday, OSI will unveil a $200,000 grant aimed at saving lives from overdose and reducing, quote, stigma around addiction, end quote. With me to tell us about the new efforts is the director of Open Society Institute Baltimore, Diana Morris. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for making time for us. What is your goal for this new grant for Baltimore?
Well, generally, the Open Society Institute is focused on changing policies and practices that are often based in discrimination that hold people back from opportunity and resources that the region has to offer. And I think in this case, we have a perfect example. The policies that are associated with the war on drugs actually are quite harmful. In addition, of course, the drugs themselves can be harmful. So what we're trying to do here in the middle of this opiate crisis is to give the city some of the resources it needs to help people get the treatment that they need, help people understand that there is a response to opiate overdoses that any person in the city can actually administer, and also in the process reduce the stigma that's attached to addiction. We know that so many people, because of that stigma, shy away from finding the treatment that they need, or friends and family don't recommend treatment. And so we want to work on that and help people understand that addiction is another disease. And luckily, there are medicines that can really help someone get into recovery.
Let me probe that a little bit with you, because, I mean, as you mentioned, addiction has enormously harmful results on the individual, on families, on communities. Why shouldn't there be a stigma against such a devastating set of behaviors?
Well, it's actually not behavior. I think that's something that, in one level, affects lots of other diseases. There's genetic basis for this, and we have many other kinds of diseases like hypertension where there's no stigma attached to it. It's not a question of an immoral choice that someone's making. Clearly, like hypertension, there is a behavior component to it, just like eating the right foods is behavior. And so there's some of that. There's also medicines that people have to comply with taking. But it is a disease that really does affect the brain and does affect the ability for people to stop the craving that they feel. And I think that's actually how we have resulted in this opiate crisis. There were people, obviously, for a long time who have used drugs in Baltimore. Sadly, a lot of that use was not really paid attention to. We haven't had adequate treatment here. But now we have people across all different social groups getting addicted, often to prescription medicine. And then when they can't get more of that prescription medicine, they turn to heroin and aren't used to using heroin, and then find themselves overdosing. And that situation is one that we luckily can call attention to and get everyone to recognize that there is naloxone that in most cases can reverse an overdose, and then get a person possibly back on the track towards treatment. You know, we're very lucky in the city to have Dr. Lena Wen as our health commissioner. She is absolutely a leader among health professionals in the country, and she has done her very best to take a harm reduction approach to addiction. So that means making sure if people are going to be using needles, that they're new needles, they're sterile needles. She's made it possible for there to be a blanket prescription in the city for people to be able to get naloxone and just have it if they know that a friend or family member might overdose. And there have been many, many lives saved now as a result of that naloxone being so easily available to people.
That's Diana Morris, director of Open Society Institute Baltimore, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about a grant from OSI Baltimore to the city's health department to support efforts to reduce stigma around addiction and save lives from overdose. We have talked recently to Dr. Nguyen about the number of lives saved by naloxone injections and about her concerns about not having enough naloxone because of its cost and the city's lack of money for it. So is that part of what your grant to the city will be for, is just to buy naloxone?
No, we're not actually supporting the purchase of the medicine, but what we are doing is helping with some outreach workers in two ways. One is actually to train people to use naloxone. Earlier last year, or maybe already 18 months ago, we made a small grant so that police in Baltimore City could outfit themselves with naloxone. And that's been very positive experience. They can go into a community, and if someone's overdosing, they can actually reverse that overdose and save a life. And that, of course, shows the community that the police can be extremely helpful. It also, this grant also is going to support an outreach worker, because people often need encouragement to go into treatment. And that is something that we want to make sure that people know, that at least now, under the Affordable Care Act, people can be covered for addiction treatment, and we want them to use that benefit and feel encouraged. People, because of stigma, often feel hesitant to go into a treatment, and we want to make this like any other disease where there are remedies. People do have to make the step of going into treatment, but they often need encouragement from families and friends or outreach workers like this particular person who will be hired by this grant.
You mentioned a few minutes ago, in analogizing to other physical diseases that don't carry the same kind of stigma, that there are behaviors. Sometimes people need to take medicines. Are you talking about medication-assisted treatment, where someone takes something like buprenorphine to replace their dependence on an illegal opioid?
Yes. For opioids, generally, we have two drugs at least, and one is buprenorphine, another is methadone. These are drugs that work very well and, like any other medicine, have to be tailored to the person. Also, counseling can help a lot when done in combination with the medicine. But we know that we have at the moment a real emergency. In fact, Governor Hogan has declared it an emergency because of the opiate crisis. And I think this is a time when we have to really act differently. Clearly, what we've done in the past has not been working. So I think we have to look at unconventional approaches. One of the things that we'll be supporting with this grant are actually testing strips for fentanyl. I think
fentanyl is this very powerful version of an opioid, much more powerful than morphine.
That's right. And people often don't know that they've purchased a drug that has some fentanyl in it. And just a little fentanyl can kill a person. And even with Narcan or naloxone, the overdosing, it can be too strong for naloxone, and two doses have to be administered. So this is a really dire situation. We're really happy that through this grant, the city will have fentanyl testing strips, and they will be able to tell people if the drug they've just purchased, it contains some fentanyl, and meaning that they should either not use it at all, or they should use much, much less of it so that they'll stay alive.
Let me ask you this. How will you know, what will you use to judge whether this $200,000 investment you're making is successful?
Well, you may have seen at many bus stops the Don't Die posters. That actually resulted from an earlier grant that we made to the health department. And, of course, that's the very first thing that we want to see. We want to see that many people who could overdose and die, in fact, have reversals and are alive and can have a chance then to resume a life that's healthy, go to treatment, and so on. That's one thing. We also want to see people who've been untouched by the treatment system actually go into it. We know that the needle exchange program, for example, often has attracted people who never have tried treatment in the past. And it's important. That's what an outreach worker can do. They can actually establish themselves, build rapport with people, and encourage them to seek treatment. And also educate people that if they know and have friends who are using drugs who could overdose, that they should arm themselves with naloxone because they themselves could save a life. So in terms of measurement, of course, the one thing is the number of reversals of overdoses. That's going to be very important. But I think a second will be seeing if more people go into treatment.
I appreciate your walking us through it. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Diana Morris is director of Open Society Institute Baltimore. OSI is giving the city's health department $200,000 to support efforts to reduce stigma around addiction and save lives from overdose. Quick break now on the record and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.